What's up, Greg?
Hey, man. All I gotta say is, bruh, you missed a good class tonight. Just saying. Because there's a couple of people that we were kind of questioning. And if you'd have been there, bro, you'd have been like, hell yeah. Liquor girl, let's get this party started. Do you want me to just text? Here, let me text Nick for you real quick, liquor girl. Let me text Nick and be like, you heard it was my birthday? Oh, no, it's Greg's birthday. Happy birthday, Greg. Where's Nick? Nick, here we go. Hey, man. Oops. Oh, you messaged Nick already? Oh, man. Hold on. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm actually texting Nick right now as we speak. All right. I just text him. I don't give a fuck. I'll just text him. So, you guys are ready for tonight? Do you know what tonight's show is going to be about? You don't. Y'all have no fucking clue, other than the fact that it's your healthy dose of motivation by yours truly. Already getting motivated. All right. So we got seven people. I'm going to go ahead and get this thing going. So let me give you guys like a little rundown of like my, it's my morning routine. I'm up probably about 3:30, 4 o'clock every morning. I wake up, I get my dogs, take them for a walk. We walk around the block. We do our everyday routine. Then I come back inside, grab me a cup of coffee, I sit down, jump on Facebook. Now, once I jump on Facebook, I'm scrolling through and I'm just kind of like lollygagging, like, you know, running the mileage up on my thumb. And I come across an article that somebody posted, and basically the post was about our president. As I read it, I was like, immediately went in the toilet. I literally started getting pissed off and irritated. Now, do I believe that every president is wonderful and beautiful? No, they're not, and whatever, but nobody is, right? But immediately, a flip of a switch, I was not in a good mood. And I woke up in a really good mood because I go to a job that I actually enjoy going to. I enjoy doing my job. And immediately, I got into like a pretty like negative spot. I was like, this sucks. You know, then I thought, all right. So I jumped on that bandwagon for a little bit and I was done. Then it dawned on me, you know, that's probably a lot of the reasons why a lot of us are just deep-seated in anger and resentment. So I watched a video. It was like 9 minutes long. And that video was Joe Rogan. And everybody knows I like Joe Rogan. But the things that he was saying, it was the same shit that I've been saying. He just says it differently. And it's amazing. It is absolutely amazing. But the thing is that this might be why a lot of people are so pissed off and so fucking mad at each other, is because they're probably going to a job that they hate, or they're going to a relationship that they hate, or they're doing stuff that they hate because they're going to work. We're getting stuck in traffic. Some of them are getting stuck in a cubicle, and you're fucked. You're fucking stuck. You are stuck, and you keep doing the same thing over and over and over because you've become complacent. Now you've become so engulfed into what you're doing that it's just become the new norm. So almost as though you've accepted it. It's very unsatisfying. And when it's unsatisfying, you don't want to do anything. You have to find what makes you happy. Every person is different. You have to make sure you're happy. I mean, it's a bottom line. It's a 100%. You have to make sure you're happy. People, they're assholes. We all know that. And we want to tell everybody, man, you're such an asshole. You know, you've got that person that cuts you off in traffic. You've got that person that doesn't hold the door open for you. You've got that person that just talks down to you at work or criticizes every little thing that you do. Or you've got that person that just pisses you off. It's everybody has something like that. And what sucks about it all is that you've become so accustomed to it that you refuse to either change or you just kind of let it go. And if you want to change something, you have to change it, right? You have to change it. You have to make that move. If you think you're scared to make that commitment, fucking do it. Make that commitment, make that move, jump, go, just do it. Like Nike has always said that for years. And what happens is that now you've got this whole culture now, and it's like what they said, they called it soul killing. It is killing your soul that you're not doing what you want to do or what you're passionate about. If you want to do something, just make a plan and go do it. Don't sit back and expect it to come and get you. It's not going to come get you. You know, I don't care if the person flipping my burgers is the best burger flipper in McDonald's. Guess what? He's taking pride in what he or she does, right? And that person is doing their fucking job. The person is doing the best thing that they can, and it is, they're passionate about it. And it's you have to keep going. You have to keep getting motivated, and you have to keep fucking going. Because if you don't continuously change, you will die. It's adapt or die. So basically, all in all, too, as well, you've also got the fact that my buddy Matt, me and my buddy Matt, we were talking on the way to work this morning, and he was talking about his son. I can't remember how old his son was. I'm probably going to be like totally a shit person, but I want to say he's like 14. So he told me, he said, you know, my son, he says, you know, I get my son up 15 minutes early every day, 15 minutes earlier every day, every time he's with him, he gets him up. And then all of a sudden he barely gets out the door on time. And he told his son, he's like, hey man, you know what? Stepping on the dog. He said, hey man, 13. He said, hey man, you realize where everybody's always waiting on you? And he said, and his son gave him a smirk, like, you know, like, it's cool. He says, no, it's not cool. And he goes, and it's not funny. Now, the hardest part is being a father is keeping your kids right. I mean, we all know that, right? And especially with a father to a son. And he's instilling to his son that what we all grew up with as a Generation X, and I think some millennials grabbed a hold of it as well. Now, the Generation X grew up to the point where if you're early, you're on time. And if you're on time, you're late. That was instilled in me since I was young. And I try to still live by that. Now, he's trying to push his son into doing that as well. And that is fucking amazing as a dad and as a person. And the cool thing is that we talked about it. And I've also told him that, you know, I've told my son, you know, life is going to beat the shit out of you, whether you're ready or not. It's coming, right? It's coming. And there's going to be days where you just want to just give up. It's easier to run away than it is to stand and fight, right? Fight or flight. It's easier to run than it is to fight. Now, you have to live each day like it's your last. You have to make your decisions like it's your last. Live your life like it's your last. And if you keep pushing your kids and your son and your siblings and everybody around you to get better, man, you're going to go places. You're going to go places because not only is your work going to see it, the people around you are going to see it. Once the people around you are going to see it, it just skyrockets. It's just fucking takes off. And I applaud every parent like Matt to do that, especially to their son. Because, I mean, fuck, daughter too. But man, you know, that really hit. And that's why I changed up the topics for tonight. Because you have to just keep your ass going. I can't even describe it. I really can't. You have to. There's so much crap gumbled up in my brain right now, but you have to keep going. You didn't come here. You did not come this far to only get this far. And there's also another saying that the lion at the bottom of the hill is a lot hungrier than the lion at the top of the hill. Now, me and Matt are hungry. I know Matt personally. I know Greg personally. I mean, we've interacted a lot. And that is the one thing that we are. We are hungry, right? We're all hungry. Now, whether you are passionate, you have to be passionate about something. I am about this. This is what gets me away from everything else out in the world, if that makes any sense to people. Because I don't like the fucking news. I really don't. I damn sure don't like Facebook. But my goal is this is gonna go places because I'm putting in the work. And if you want to go places, you have to put in that fucking work. You have to put the time in. You have to put your, if you've got, I get it. If you work 12 hours a day, you've got your kids, you have to cook, you have to do this, you have to clean the house. And if you put some time aside and you hit that 1 hour of your time to something that you want to do, write a book, make a podcast, build fucking furniture. If you put an hour of your time and you give it 100%, you're going to go. It might not be tomorrow. It might not be next week, but you're going to go. You just have to keep grinding. And a true beast is one that continuously grinds, continuously keeps going. And there's no, and once that happens, there is no stopping you. people say everybody wants to be a beast until it's time to wake up and go do beast shit at 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning. And that is straight fucking facts. That is straight facts. But you've got to keep moving. And I think a lot of times the people, it's once you feel that you're stuck, that's where everybody gets so angry. They're stuck. They're angry. They're resentful for people, with everybody and everything around them. If you don't like your job, fuck, I hated my last job. And believe it or not, Matt saved me from that shit. He might not know it, now he does, but he saved me from that shit because I couldn't hold out any longer. I was at my wit's end with that. Hold on. Sorry, liquor girl. No way I understand is without about as much sense of it as birds flying in the sky. Oh yeah, absolutely. And it's gonna change. It's going to change, but you have to keep going too. It's imperative. Because once you stop changing, you become complacent. What you do today affects you tomorrow. What you eat today will affect you in your future. What you plan on doing today affects you in the long run. And it's going to happen. And it's amazing because I've told him that. I've told him that before. We push each other to succeed. That's just what we do. And once you have a great team that you're like, this is this guy right here, or this chick right here, we're going places. You know what I mean? We could be best friends or whatever. We're going places. But you know what? Is with this, with what we're doing with this, I might change up topics here and there. I sit behind this fucking computer. I sit here. I've sat here for hours on a Saturday morning. I'd wake up at, I think it's sleeping late, but it's like 5:30. Go drink me a cup of coffee, go walk some dogs, sit down and edit videos, edit, look up stuff, change this, change that, come up with different ideas, call people, talk to people, make moves, because you have to make moves. And you have to just keep doing it. I mean, there is no ifs, ands, or buts. You have to keep fucking moving. And once you feel like you're going, man, you're going to go. I'm telling you. And again, it might not be tomorrow. It might not be next week. But man, I'm telling you, you're going to go. And you just can't forget where you came from. Because I think once you forget where you came from, that's where the real trouble begins, because then you start stepping on the people that helped you succeed. And if you do that, then you're a shitty person. But other than that, I mean, this is, I don't know if I was made to do this. I don't know. I have no idea. But I enjoy it. It's my avenue. I sit here and talk to you guys and it's enjoyable to me, but I take it seriously because I want it to succeed. And anything I touch, I want it to succeed. I want my kids to succeed. And I wake up, and whatever your motivation is in the morning to get up and move, that needs to be what you're there for. That's your purpose. Whatever it is you wake up for every morning, that's your purpose. Thanks, Wendy. But you have to keep yourself going. There is no, and once you get moving, there's no stopping you. Exactly. You can only worry about you and yours. But on the flip side of that token, it's also as though if somebody was nasty to you, I mean, are you going to be nasty to somebody else? I don't think so. Exactly. I would never tell somebody that they can't do it. Like, oh, you're not going to succeed, because that's not a true person. That's not even a true friend. A true friend is going to tell you some shit, okay? True friend is going to be there for you for through your shit. But a true friend is always going to be there for you and watch you succeed and help you succeed. And you have to learn how to take constructive criticism on top of that. And again, it just all goes right back to, you know, those people that are shitty humans. And I agree. But I don't let one person affect my whole day. My life and my time is way too valuable. And I can only, you know, in martial arts, they told us the only person that you can control is yourself. Okay. That's it. If you can't control what other people say, you can't control what other people do, you can't control really a whole lot. You know what I mean? Now, the only person you can control is yourself. Now, when somebody starts getting nasty to me on the phone, guess what? I hit that end button. Like, that end button is so fucking easy to hit. And then it's like, well, man, wow, what happened? I don't know, bro. I hit that end button and all of a sudden the conversation stopped. I'm in a much better place now. You know what I mean? So you have to keep yourself fucking moving. Period. The butterfly effect. Dude, I've been interviewed by several podcasts, news stations, etc., but our time on your podcast was the best. And I appreciate it. I really do. I'm going to get your ass back on the show because it was a good show, and that's what we're going to do. So I'm also wanting to do a entrepreneur show. So I can't even pronounce that word right. And you know, whatever, dude. Entrepreneurial. Bam. 100%. 100%. I see way too many people jumping in and out of relationships, jumping in and out, because they don't know what their self-worth. They don't know their self-worth. And they keep, because they need that person. They need somebody. So they keep hunting it down. We'll get to them. Forgot what I was going to say. Motherfuckers. Anyway, but it's just, you know, this is good shit. This is good shit. You have to, oh my God. Yes. You don't need it. Oh yeah, I was talking about relationships and how people jumping in and out of relationships. And it just keeps going right back to that other topic. We might have to just keep touching on that topic. But because it's unhealthy. They're not finding the time for themselves. They're not finding the time to be with themselves. I've been by myself, a little over a year, 2 years? Two years, I think. But I'm not in a hurry. I'm not in a rush. I'm not in a hurry because I know what I want. I know what I have to offer. And that's it. I'm going to do what I want to do. And that's it. So what's the topic? Did you not read it when you came in, Katie? For shame. Wait a minute. We're going to take a road trip. No. Nope. Nope. No. No. No, that I'm not scared of a lot of things, but that thing I am not fucking looking at. I'm not looking at it. I'm not touching it. No. No. But I'm serious, you guys. This is because it all started from this morning. It all stemmed from this morning. And I thought, yeah, this is not healthy. Like, I haven't watched the news in a minute. No, we're not. I'm not opening no fucking debit box. Mm-mm. My luck. Here's the thing. My luck, it's a tooth. That tooth somehow jumps out of this box and boom, it bites me. Next thing you know, you're going to have to get Ghostbusters out because I've turned into Slimer and I'm running around floating like a green slime ball floating and sliming people. I look like the mucus man. Isn't that what he is?
What is that? What's that commercial? Y'all know what I'm talking about. Anyway,
that's what it is.
That's what I feel like. There actually isn't a topic message. It says episode 12, healthy dose of motivation. Yes, Mucinex. Thank you. And this is why you're hired. Just saying. So at my job, one of the jobs that I did go to the other day, and we were all kind of giggling about it today. I knock on this guy's door, nobody answers. I call the number, nobody answers. And I call up the company to call them. So the company calls him, gets him on a three-way, bam, he answers the door. And I said, cool, I got him. Started talking to the guy. And he's like, you're supposed to be here between 12 and 5. I said, no, the ticket says between 8 and 9. He proceeds to yell at me, told me, get off my fucking property. He just starts yelling, like 100% yell. Yell, 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 yell. I said, so do you want to reschedule? I don't think he really liked that answer. But the thing is, yeah, if the call, three-way call, not a threesome, a three-way call, Chris. So next thing I know, he's still yelling at me, telling me to get off his fucking property. Get off my fucking property. Get off my fucking property. Get off my fucking property. I was like, this guy might fucking shoot me. I better just get off his property. But he was really fucking mad. He was really fucking mad. And it was like, wow, you know, why? Why are you so fucking angry? Because somebody messed up the time? Or because we really can't understand a word that's coming out of your fucking mouth? I don't understand why you're so mad. Who's Chad? What? I'm a bigger guy, not happy with the way I look, but I put aside and started filming for my new YouTube fishing channel because in the end, I enjoy doing what I do and I want to share it with others. See, big man bassin, that's what you do. And you know what? One of these days, you're going to set out for a sponsor, and that sponsor is going to be awesome. It's probably going to be like Chatterbaits or, you know, whatever. And it's going to be fucking awesome. And you're going to do it because you're probably passionate about it. And you're going to kick ass. And that's just what it takes. Oh, Chad is equivalent for Karen? I didn't know that. Did y'all know that? I didn't know. I thought it was Kyle. Okay, Kyle drinks Monsters. So this underage chick comes in and was pissed
because she couldn't buy alcohol. She was going to call her daddy. My response is, yeah, call your daddy. Oh. Daddy, they won't sell me this alcohol. Can you come up here and buy this alcohol for me? Because that's not against the fucking law. I'm just saying. I mean, I don't know or anything. Don't let Oklahoma catch up on that. Oklahoma has a thing called the Able Commission. Boy, you fuck around with the Able Commission, you are done. You have no license. You are blacklisted ever. You won't get shit. Done. Just saying. Able Commission will fuck you up. See, Katie, I think I've heard of Ken. Ken. Karen and Ken. But again, back to the topic.
Okay. Back to the fucking, let's go back. Let's
everybody, I need you to kind of scroll back through. We have ABC Liquor here. So the question basically is, are you going to be the lion or are you going to be the sheep? Because the lions are the ones that are hungry, right? And I think a lot of us, we're not followers. We're all leaders. Because we're just going to keep going. And there's also another saying that says, like, if you throw me to the wolves, I'll come back the leader of the pack. Yes, lion every day. And it's just, you have to, we don't take shit, okay? You're not going to take shit. Your true beasts, true lions don't take shit, okay? You're not going to. And it's funny how there's a lot of people that will be just kind of let shit happen. No. No, because it's not how it works. It's not how it works. And it just really sucks. Yeah, exactly, Matt. See, we just keep getting up. Because our want is bigger than our why. Is the way it goes. And if none of you, or I mean not none of you, but if some of y'all don't have that mentality, it'll catch you. You'll pick it up one day and you're gonna be like, oh shit, we got it now. I know what he's talking about. Because every morning you have to know what you wake up for. It's not to just go to work, make money, come home. What are you doing it for? What is your purpose? What's your reason? It's better to be the lion and run against the thing, because so the sheep flock run one direction and you run the opposite direction, right? Not even a lion, just another fucking sheep. It doesn't matter. I don't care fuck what you are. You run the opposite direction because you're not going to go with the flow. You're not going to do it. That's not in your DNA. It's not in your bloodline. You're not going to go with the flow. Just because everybody's going one direction doesn't mean you have to go the other direction, because I would rather people hate me for being 100% honest than to love me for being fake. Yeah. You definitely got to have that mentality. But why is that? Is it because the people are assholes? Is it because they are complacent and they are resentful in what they're doing with their lives? That's the question. Mm-hmm. And in all honesty, Matt, you don't even, it doesn't even need to be knuckle. You know what I mean? It could just be, I'm done putting my back against the wall. I'm done with this grindstone. I'm done with this shit. I want to do something I think I'm made for. I want to do something I really, really, really am passionate about. Big Man Bassin. I know he's passionate about fishing. I love fishing. I would love to do that as a full-time gig. But Joe, I don't think I have that kind of patience. I love fishing, but man, I can't do the. Wow, there you go. Mel's motivation minute. She needs her own segment. "'Tis better to be an open winner than a false saint." And here's another one. I would rather have two real people in my life than 20 fake ones. Right? I think that is some shit. Right. And it's probably because they're full of resentment and they hate their shit. They probably hate their life. They probably hate what they fucking do. They probably hate sitting in that traffic all fucking day or all morning or all night. They go to work. They're in traffic. They sit in a cubicle all day. They don't talk to anybody because you have to just fucking work. There's jobs that you can't even have your phone out because it distracts you from work. So then you focus on your job. And then people are so excited to go to the fucking bathroom and take their shit just so they can get on the phone. How shitty is that? How fucking pathetic is that? That is how fucked up is that? That you are excited to go to the bathroom because that's the highlight of your day. During the day, that's the highlight of your day, to go to the fucking bathroom and hide and get on that fucking phone. That is shitty. That is really fucking shitty. As society, that's shitty. And it's absolutely disgusting as to how that's happened. We're grown ass people, and you're gonna treat me like I'm a 11-year-old kid. Don't put the pencils on your desk because you're gonna distract them. Don't do this because you're gonna distract them. Well, you know what? If I haven't figured out that I get distracted really fucking easily in 44 fucking years, I'm always going to be distracted. Always. It doesn't matter. It could be a fucking pen. I don't need a fucking phone. I think a lot of it has to do with social media. I mean, nowadays it's a lot of social media because now there's all kinds of bullshit going on. Yeah. Absolutely. You're 100% right. You're 100% right. And I think a lot of it is this social media. That's what puts people in that negative fucking funk. That's what puts people, because everybody's talking about all these politics now. Politics. And we were taught growing up, don't do that. Don't trust the government. Don't do this because this is they're against us. Da, 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 da. But trust me, we have this for you. You have to believe us. No. I'm not going to believe you. Period. You know what I'm going to believe? I'm going to believe me. I'm going to believe what I'm going to fucking do. Sorry. That's just the way it goes. Exactly, Chris. Exactly. And it's those people that hate their fucking job. And you know what they're doing? They're taking up the space for people that really enjoy their job, that would really enjoy having that position, whatever position, the higher up or next to you, I'm not sure, but they're taking up the space to somebody that might really want that job, to maybe that fucking homeless person that is a really badass mechanic, and he probably helped build Harley Davidson or helped build Indian motorcycles back in the day, and he could tell you the ins and outs of these things, but yet you're going to have this fucking John Schmoozy Schmaj just taking up space, man. Taking up space. We've already tried this.
We've tried this. That's the thing. You watch it. Matt can vouch for me for this one. A group text went out. And a guy said, dead ass, this lady asked me to check her mailbox for her and didn't even get a tip. I said, so you need a tip just to be nice? He says, well, she was walking around like normal, so it's like, wow. You need a tip just to be a fucking decent person. You can't a tip just to be a decent person. You know, and I don't even know. But man, that really, really sucks to even to read that text. That sucked to read that text. I was like, what if that was your mom? How do you know? How do you know her back wasn't hurting? Did she tell you? How do you know she didn't have fucking, I don't know, needles and shit underneath her feet and she can barely walk, but she's showing it that she's okay in front of you because you're in her fucking house. And shit like that, you don't know. You don't know the full story. You don't know the second part of the fucking story. So shut your fucking mouth, go get that fucking mail and come back and be a decent human and put it on her. I've brought garbage cans in for people. I've brought fucking mail in for people. I helped a lady walk down to her fucking mailbox because she was scared to death of slipping on the ice. Is that my job? No. Did I get a tip? I don't give a fuck. I wanted her to do that shit because I'm being a decent human being, because I looked at her as like, that's my mom or that's my grandmother. Man, it's just so sickening on how these people now think that I'm going to do something, but I want something in return. Fuck you. You know what? You're breathing, aren't you? You're breathing. Be grateful you're on fucking earth. You have a life. Make it better. Make it a fucking better life. Be better tomorrow than you were today, you little shit. Wow. Hold on. Yeah, to be a decent person. Yeah, you have to be paid to be kind. Exactly. Little fucking kid, man. And that just really irritated me to the point where I was like, you got to be. They need that. They need this part right here. Mm-hmm. Yep. Get back the same energy. So how do we change this? How do we change that? How do you get rid of that stigma? They need to leave. They need to leave. I think I worked with a guy. He was my trainee for like a day. And he kept limping. I was like, bro, what, you good? Yeah, my sciatic, man, it's acting up. It's been like this now for, you know, a couple of weeks. I was like, bro, you need to really get that evaluated. Kept limping. Gets in the next job. He's falling asleep, sitting on people's couches and shit. And I'm like, no. No, we don't do that in customers' houses. You're in training. And then we go to the next house. And I tell him, hey, man, so here's the deal. You being here is telling me you're ready to work 100%. That I'm going to have 100% of your time.
I don't need you telling me that I'm doing a great job. I already know I'm doing a great job. I already know. I know how to do my job. You don't. You need to do it. But with you limping and lounging around and not focusing, your pain is taken away from your time with me to work. I said, how about you go ahead and take the day off? I'm not even a manager. I told that motherfucker to leave. He hasn't come back to work. I don't think he's going to come back. Because guess what you're not going to do? You're not going to waste my time, and you're not going to waste the company's time. And you know what else you're not going to do? You're not going to waste the time of somebody that might want this position better than you, more than you. Because guess what? They're fucking hungry. They want it more than you because they have a family to fucking feed. They need that money. And you're just taking up the space. Period. Maybe. Maybe the bad seeds just need to be removed. Right? Yeah. Whoa, shit. Everybody just started tapping all at once. Yeah. I'm not so sure this is going to leave. That's the problem. That's the issue. I don't think it's going to leave, man. I wish it would. Wish it would. It's going good, my man. It is going good. I'm just kind of going on a tangent. And everybody needs to get motivated. You know what I mean? Get pumped, man. I'm telling you. The Gorilla Lounge is doing big things. Okay? Making moves. And I'm not going to disclose them until it's time. However, Gorilla Lounge is making moves. Yeah, I totally understand what you're saying. I can't believe all that bullshit. Whoops. Mm-hmm. You would hope, unless that manager is really in love with that person. Sexual harassment on people. See, people like that just need to be boom. Yep. I'm just saying, you know, I'm just like, y'all, a lot of this shit has got to stop. You know, man, maybe next week's topic is going to be about cancel culture. I don't know. I'm going to change it on the fly. Because I think this week we were supposed to talk about something else. But fuck it. It's my show. I'll talk about whatever the fuck I want to talk about. I really don't like talking about politics. But boy, I'll tell you what. our man is not my fucking bread and water, bread and milk and cup of tea and cup of coffee and whatever ever else. My peanut butter to my jelly. He is not that. One bit. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. Because all I have to say about that is you know where the original one came from? If you ain't first, you're last. The OG to that saying. Boom. Look at that. Gotta love that. Gotta love that. That's awesome. That made me fucking happy right there. But Chris, do you know who the OG was to this? You know who the OG was? Everybody needs the motivation. Everybody. You're absolutely right. Gotta make them hungry. Yep. You have to make them hungry.
I moved all the papers.
You guys would be like, oh my God, really? That's what you got really irritated about, you know, on Facebook? That's what you got irritated about? Yeah. No. Mm-mm. You think it's Ricky Bobby. That is not the OG to that saying. The OG to that saying was a no fear shirt that says second place is the first loser. Back in the day. No fear. I think that was like
early 90s.
Everybody wore those no fear shirts. God bless you, dude. I love you, man. That's awesome. But we have to keep, you know, in all honesty, though, y'all, we have definitely got to be more motivating to each other. It's just, yeah, sorry. Yeah, Big Johnson. Oh, where is it at? There you are. There it is. Big Johnson t-shirts. Fuck yeah. I had one time. And if mom, if you're watching, I'm so sorry. But it said, hold on. What's our age in here? I think, is there someone in here that's younger than 18? Because I can't say it. I don't think I'm going to say it. Yeah. And it's true. Second place is the first loser. Hype up everybody, too. Everyone. Friends and family, for sure, but definitely everybody. You mean falling? How's your beard? Is your beard coming in? Gotta keep people going. You gotta keep them going. You know, guys at work were talking to me about Matt. Matt was putting on a training course about these different types of radios that we do. And he's putting on this little training course. And all these people are like, they're not paying attention. They're just doing whatever. And it almost, me and Matt almost looked at everybody and was like, I really don't want y'all being here. So then all of a sudden, once they all started to disperse because they all had better things to do, and they were like, oh, can we get going now? Because I just got to go. I got other things to do. So I was like, okay, go. Well, don't call us when you can't figure something out. But however, Matt, people were asking me like, damn, he really knows a lot. I was like, dude, he's like a sponge when it came to this stuff. I said, he is like a fucking knowledge sponge, because everything that he's memorized, the website and it's how it's laid out. And I'm just like, how the fuck do you know this? Like, I call Matt every once in a while. I'm like, hey, man. Hey, bro. Whoa, what happened here? What do I do here? And he's like, you know what you got to do. And I'm like, is it this? And he's like, yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, I know. I just need the reassurance. But this man is like, okay, so what you're going to do is you're going to go to the left tab. You're going to scroll down about three quarters of the way. There's going to be a tab called click that tab. Once you click that tab, you go down this other page about a half away. And then it's going to say this. And what you're going to do is you're going to look for the little swirly things. And I'm just like, huh? But he will help you if you need it. But he won't help you if you don't deserve it. Real talk. Right, chill. But I don't even remember the name of the tab. Probably. But he is a great person. He works his ass off. And I can't keep up. I've tried. Nope. I decided I'm not going to try anymore. It's like, no, it's not that. Not at all. Nope.
See you.
Somebody mute her. Somebody mute her. She's just talking. Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of them out there. People still call me and they're like, hey, I heard you were a mechanic. I said, who the fuck told you? Matt? Matt needs to shut his fucking mouth. And then we all laugh. But I enjoy it. I like the job. I really do. I really do like the job. The people there are really cool. We have a couple of guys that we chit chat with. I'm in training with another one, and he's just too damn funny. And we went to a house. That sucks, bro. That sucks. I knew a lot of people like that as a mechanic. I'm probably going to do a show with like all of the mechanics together. We're just going to talk shit. Somebody mute her. Mute her now. See? Matt told our manager, he was like, yeah, man, if you really want to know, if you need something, you know, holler at Justin. Justin was a mechanic. He was a mechanic for 20-something years. Blah, blah, blah. I was like, so then when the manager came up to me, and he's like, hey, man, I heard you were a mechanic. Can you do me a favor? And I said, who told you? He goes, well, Matt said that you were a mechanic. I said, Matt needs to shut his fucking mouth. We all had a good chuckle. But, I mean, would I help him? Yeah, I'd help him. I mean, it's just who I am. It's just who I am as a person. You know, I still get phone calls and text messages today talking about cars and all this other stuff. So it just happens. Oh, because what I was going to say earlier, I totally forgot what I was going to say, to be honest with you. I have my 16-year-old moments. That's for sure. Yeah, word gets out. Yeah. So there's a shirt that I really wanted to get when I turned wrenches. It said, stay well lubricated, sleep with a mechanic. Y'all like that one. I know y'all do. Just laugh. Just fucking laugh. Oh, and if you like these stickers right here, Miss Wendy is selling them for $7 each. These wonderful little stickers here. Yeah. Oh, I totally understand, dude. Yeah. You're going to ask them. It's just inevitable. It's just inevitable. She liked those shirts. There's another one like it's like sleep with a carpenter and get nailed. I can never find a damn 10 millimeter wrench. Bro, let me tell you something. So Snap-on's got the best wrenches in the world, right? So I took an 8 millimeter wrench, took the box in, and I bent it for a reason. The reason is because the way I needed it that particular day, it worked. After that, guess what? It just stayed. I think I still have it. Hold on. Hey, off the subject. I had to tell you this. Found out a good fishing buddy passed away that night. No. Dude, that just gave me chills. The same night of the podcast? That's paranormal. That's what you would call paranormal. Wow. Yeah. Dude, we gotta do another show like that. Because I really have no idea how... The night he passed. I thought it was like that Thursday night. I was like, oh shit. Gotcha.
Yeah.
God bless, bro. But you guys, I'm going to end y'all with an awesome quote. Let's find a good quote. Okay. A great quote. That's a good one. Ha ha. Oh. Okay. Y'all ready for the end of the night motivation? Silence. I'm going to put you in timeout. So, all right. So, get ready. Good night to all. This ain't the Christmas story. No, being different is a revolving door in your life where secure people enter and insecure exit. Shannon L. Alder. Think about it. Being different is a revolving door in your life where secure people enter and insecure exit. So, it's pretty good. I like that one. Don't let your meat loaf. Don't let it loaf, bro. Don't let it loaf. Oh, the sticker?
There you go. Oh.
It's the best sticker in the world right there. Well, I don't know.
Because that one right there is pretty legit with all the handles, TikTok, YouTube, Instagram. That one's pretty legit. Yep, I voted. Yes, it's a Yeti. And look, that's a good sticker, right? What is that one? I forgot. Oh, Sherlock Holmes. That was a bomb. Luann and Clinton gave it to me. They sent me several others. There's the other one.
What is this one?
Marvel, X-Men, I believe. I love fishing, so that's my fishing yin-yang that I got from Mystery Tackle Box. And, of course, Bucky's, best damn fuel station on planet Earth because, you know, what's his name? Nick went with me, or I went with him, and we went and hung out at Bucky's.
Bam. See? I hate, oh my gosh. I used to do Titans all day. Evaporators. I hated those. Where can you buy the sticker? Holler at Wendy. Wendy's like, you son of a bitch. So when you're getting some Nilla Gorilla stickers, hey man. As soon as I come up with some Nilla Gorilla, love it.
Or remember the bad things you do.
Unfortunately, that's how it is. It's unfortunate. And it's always like you can, people will always remember your faults. They'll never remember your. What's the opposite of faults? What is the opposite of faults? Wendy, what's the opposite of faults? I gotta look it up. Oh, God dang it. Accuracy? Correctness? Really? Opposite of fault is faultfulness? Perfection? success. Yeah, please hit that like button. Share, because I'm telling you right now, Gorilla Lounge is going places, and it's going to happen. It's going to happen. I want y'all to be along for the ride. So, anyway. Wendy. Oh, me. So, all right, you guys. We're going to cut it off. Enjoy. I know I'm live on my channel. I got an email just now. Talking about how I'm live. So stupid. I know. I hit the live button. All right, you guys. Have a great night. Fucking kick ass, okay? Just kick ass. Don't let anybody walk all over you. Go kick ass and be better tomorrow than you were today. Done. Go be somebody. Get off the show. Good Lord. Are y'all gone yet? Go. Just log out. Jeez.